Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show. And as they start screaming about Facebook, IPO, and all the rest of it, there's some other developments in the area of cyberspace. And apparently under new legislation that is being proposed, and Obama just said, yes, let's move forward with this whole thing, they're forming more of these partnerships between government and these major communications carriers in order to simply provide, without a warrant, without probable cause, just on demand, access to all of your personal information traveling over the wires. And it's all in the name of cybersecurity. In other words, the government is trying to sell you this idea that the best way to protect you from having your personal data hacked by hackers is to have the government hacking into your personal data. That's the theory of operation. Basically, it's just more of that. We are watching you at all times, citizen. And it's a bluff. They're trying to scare you into staying silent. And it's not working, to judge by the volume of traffic. Frankly, the interest and furor over Facebook's IPO tells us that online interpersonal communication is booming, or at least that's what the investors are thinking. Meanwhile, the United States government has started this program that takes military surplus weapons and equipment that somehow survived being in the war zone or were never even used. They always overbuy this stuff. And they're giving it to local civilian police forces. So your local community police force is getting mini tanks, rocket launchers, grenades, all this kind of stuff that you just normally don't associate with the cop on the beat. Now, Fox News analyst Charles Krauthammer is basically saying that this idea of having these drones watching us from overhead is so un-American, it's going to provoke a backlash. And yes, we've got Google Earth and Street View and all the rest of that stuff, but those pictures are hopelessly out of date anyway, and they're informative, and they're not particularly invasive. But having the idea that the cops can just fly these drones around and peek in your windows at will without a warrant, that's the high-tech version of a standing army. That's the high-tech version of quartering soldiers in your home. Go back and read your Declaration of Independence. And Charles Krauthammer is basically predicting the first American who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring down one of those drones is going to be a folk hero. And I think he's right. Like I said, this is a good time to bring back the ancient and honorable sport of falconry. Teach those birds of prey to go right after those little drones and bring them right down. This comes under the category of your tax dollars at work and the quality of employee that your government is hiring. In Glynn County, Georgia, school bus driver and assistant managed to leave their bus parked with a five-year-old special needs student strapped into the seat, unattended for 2 hours. They simply forgot to drop him off to his special pre-kindergarten program. They fired the two employees, of course. But 2 hours in a bus, if it had been under a hot sun, kid could have died. Meanwhile, over at this airport here, Southampton Town Police, this Nancy Genovese stopped her car on the side of the road across the street from the airport in an open public area. And she crossed the road to the airport entryway that is also open to the public, where they have this little shell of a helicopter just on display up on a pylon. She took pictures of it. The cops came by and arrested her for taking a picture of a tourist attraction. Must be a nice place to live. They don't have any real criminals to hassle. Meanwhile, growing scandal with civil forfeiture. And there's a video that's linked to the front of whatreallyhappened.com. Police taking cash from people just because. And they've got this police officer who took $20,000 from somebody driving through his part of town. Just saying, if it's $20,000, it has to be drug money. Prove me wrong. And he just took the money. Happening all across America. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these commercials. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to grab a phone call here. Eric in Nebraska. Aloha, Eric. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'd like to talk about this little Freudian slip that Obama had talking about Jamie Dimon when he said that he is one of the smartest bankers we have. If it's not too much, I'd like to have the Rivero's Rangers go to any post where it's applicable and just start railing Obama. You know, he's kind of a silver-tongued devil, and that's why he's in that job. And I think he really messed up saying that. He's identifying himself with the banker class. What do you think?
Yeah, it could definitely be interpreted that way, but he could also remember, he's as the president, he's sort of got this imperial attitude. It's like, you know, the Queen of England always saying, we are not amused. And so Obama may be using we in the imperial sense where he's talking about the nation as a whole. It's presumptuous of him to do it because we're not Great Britain over here, but that's another way to possibly interpret it. But the reality is that for all this talk about how smart all these bankers are, they aren't really, because they can't actually see or they refuse to see how destructive their policies are. It's, you know, they're just basically greedy sociopaths, and they think that makes them a superior human being. And it doesn't, because they're basically killing the society around them. You know, and let me put this in a slightly different paradigm. You know how people always talk about infectious diseases and what constitutes a successful pathogen, and everyone says, oh, Ebola, you know, whoa, what an amazing organism it is. Actually, it's a failure, because any infectious organism that kills its own host limits its own ability to reproduce and spread. The perfect pathogen is one that the host isn't even aware is there. And what we have here is a parasitic structure on the United States of America that is literally destroying the entire country. That's not a successful economic system. A successful economic system is one where the host is not going to be aware that it's there or realize it is a truly symbiotic relationship where, yeah, some of our money goes to the bank, but the bank does something back to keep the economy going. In this case, Wall Street has completely parasitized the nation. It's like a digger wasp. It's fastened onto our midsection. It's sucking out all the juices. And as soon as the nation is just this dry, empty husk, they're going to fly off and attack somebody else.
Sounds good, Mike. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks an awful lot. All righty. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this Mississippi murder thing. We were talking about all these bad bus drivers and cops doing really stupid things. This is one that's up there today. Down in Mississippi, there have been a series of shootings along the highway, and the police are now saying that they think they're dealing with a killer who's posing as a cop, who's driving a civilian version of the same model car the cops are using, and he's got it rigged up with lights and everything. He's pulling people over like it's a traffic stop, and then he just shoots them. Okay? And the official recommendation is, if you think the police officer pulling you over might be a serial killer about to murder you in cold blood, that you should dial 911. Last time I dialed 911, it took 20 minutes for the cops to show up, and the perpetrator was long gone by that point. So I'm not sure how good that's going to be. At the risk of having a bunch of stopped motorists just open fire on the cops in general, or having the cops shoot motorists who refuse to pull over because they think maybe it's a murderer, there's another possibility nobody seems to want to deal with, and that is that you're dealing with a real police officer who's gone on a killing spree. And if you go do a web search for police officer convicted of murder, and you will find that police officers, like the rest of the population, every once in a while go a little funny in the head, and they start using that gun the taxpayers put on their hip to start blowing taxpayers away. Remember, you're dealing with people for whom this idea of having a gun and using it to threaten people is a really cool idea, and they love using that taser because they've been assured it's non-lethal, and even if it lethals somebody, nothing's going to happen to them. So everyone's saying, oh, it's a killer pretending to be a cop. Maybe. Could be quite possible. But let us not rule out the possibility. We're dealing with a real law enforcement officer who's just gone around the bend and sniffing his own pepper spray a little too much. It's entirely possible there. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some science and technology stuff here. And we got another caller on the line about the last topic. Will in California. Aloha, Will. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I just wanted to throw in my two cents about how the police are out in San Jose, California. Me and my family were at an In-N-Out drive-in or drive-through trying to get a burger, and we had to go around the long way because of the line, the way it was set up. Well, somebody else came and wanted to cut in, and I politely said, everybody else went around. Well, it turned into a road rage situation where the guy was assaulting our vehicle and tried to get into our car. And so for like 10 or 15 minutes, he was beating on our windows, and I knew I can't get out of the car because it's road rage. So yeah. He eventually broke the window and was trying to come in with my children and my wife in the car. So I may have actually hit him with my vehicle at some point, I don't know, trying to escape. I had to drive around, literally running every red light for 2 hours while I had the police on the phone the entire time until they finally showed up so that I could pull over because I was afraid that I would go down for keeping this crazy, looked like a gangbanger. I don't even want to get into race because I love everybody. But This was absolutely, there was no help from them. And when they finally got there, it was like walking on eggshells to make sure I didn't say the wrong thing and end up in prison the day before Father's Day for road rage.
Yeah, it can get really kind of crazy out there. And I kind of like to, as long as we're, I guess this is Bash the Cop Day on What Really Happened radio show. I went through an experience like that here in Hawaii on the island of Oahu. We do have a major drug problem on this island. And we have had ever since the days of Vietnam when the CIA was transshipping the heroin from Vietnam through Honolulu back to the United States of America. And the CIA's drug corruption reshaped our state government, and it's kind of been in that situation ever since then. So we have a major drug problem. Family near to where I live recently sort of hit the flame out point. The man of the house is in prison and probably give him a chance to dry out. We can hope for the best on that. But before we reached that point, the police were out here four or five times, and they'd like find this guy holding an ice pipe, and they wouldn't do anything about it. I mean, apparently the guy had a marijuana plant growing in a big pot in his backyard, and they confiscated that, probably didn't even make the evidence locker on that one. And I talked to one of the officers, because after three or four visits, you're on a first-name basis with him, and I said, why are you not arresting these people? You know, because it's just constant noise and upset and banging on the walls and yelling and screaming and all the rest of that. And they said, well, you know, the jails are full, and the state doesn't have money to send more prisoners over to Arizona and Texas, which is where the surplus Hawaiian prisoners are going. So we're being told, unless it's absolutely violent and there's no other choice, we're not supposed to arrest anybody. Our job is to write traffic tickets and levy fines on the people. And it was just such a shock, because you hear all this talk about, you know, if you're caught with any paraphernalia related to drug use, they're just, you know, you're in a lot of trouble. And they caught this guy with an ice pipe and did absolutely nothing. You know, meanwhile, of course, in that other story, you know, if you've got too much cash, they're going to take that because it might be drug related. And they find a guy with actual drug paraphernalia in his hands and did not do anything. Finally got nailed on a robbery conviction. So it is very, very frustrating. You begin to understand the police are not here for the service of the people. In fact, I don't know if this is true where you are, but here in Hawaii, all the police stations have moved into the shopping malls. I'm not kidding you. They're the Pearl City Shopping Mall, the police station is located right next to where the Sears is. And this other shopping mall that we go to all the time, the police station is in the little storefront right next to this post office box place that we use for shipping. They're not in the shopping malls to protect and serve the people. They're there to make sure the money is being guarded. I don't know if that's true where you are, but it's been a trend here in Hawaii where the separate dedicated police stations, one by one, they're being shut down and they're moving the police into shopping mall locations. Maybe to take advantage of all that very, very high vacancy rate that we have over there. All right, let's get back to this whole science situation. This story came out the other day where they're talking about the rise and fall of underwater volcano revealed, and the basic core of the story was that they have discovered this volcano here in the Pacific is far more dynamic than they inspected, and it was the tip is going up and down and all kinds of dynamic things that make geologists all hot and bothered. And we have one here near the big island called Lo'ihi, which is the newest Hawaiian island. It's not above the ocean yet, but it's starting to build there on the floor of the ocean south of the big island. And all along the south coast of the big island, there's like 1,500 real estate agents with their signs in their hands waiting for that thing to pop on through the top of the ocean. But an interesting statistic came out in this story. It said 32,000 underwater mountains have been identified around the world, and the majority are believed to be volcanic in origin. Several thousand of these may be active, but because of a combination of ocean depth and remoteness, very few have actually been studied. Okay, so I've mentioned this before when we talk about the ClimateGate scandal, when you have people like, you know, Paul Watson out there saying, well, human carbon dioxide, you're warming the oceans, and that's going to lead to a tipping point and all this other stuff. And you start saying, what's the human contribution to ocean warming? And they'll come up with a number. And the reality is they can't know. Because if they don't actually know how many active volcanoes are on the floor of the ocean or how active they are, they have no way of knowing what the contribution to ocean temperatures from those volcanoes are. And if they don't have that, there's no way they can estimate what, if any, human contribution is. It's just another part of that whole Carbonazi propaganda. Now, you've probably heard about this so-called El Nino current, this warm current across the South Pacific that was all supposed to be human-caused. Well, turns out that's caused by volcanoes, too. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And George Bush is out there saying, we stand for freedom for everybody except you Americans. You got to go back to work. Create a job. Just come up with the money for us any way you can. That's your job. That's where you belong. All righty. Now, here's another wonderful little story about the effects of the carbon Nazis here. Over in Great Britain, as you know, there's a growing surge of these so-called green cars, the electric-powered vehicles. And as a matter of fact, here in Hawaii, we had a banner headline on the Star Advertiser the other day about this wonderful surge in electric vehicles and how great it was for Hawaii's environment. Okay, where's the electricity coming from these electric vehicles? They're coming from Hawaii's oil-fired power plants. They're still burning fossil fuels. It's just the fossil fuels are being burned someplace else, and the people owning these electric cars can go around with this smug, arrogant attitude of they're hip and they're trendy and they've got the clean vehicle because the people over on the leeward side have to breathe the smoke. So apparently over in Great Britain, so many people have switched over to these electric cars that sales of gasoline or petrol have declined. And apparently it's leaving a huge hole in the government's budget from a loss of expected petrol tax revenues. So what are they going to do? They're going to make the drivers who are still driving those old-fashioned gasoline cars are going to have to pay a 50% increase in fuel taxes to make up for the taxes that the green cars aren't paying. Remember when this is all about we were leading to our better world? No, it's just another way to loot the people. Now, I mentioned earlier Sea Shepherd founder Paul Watson, and I like to quote him a lot because one of the quotes that he made is, it doesn't matter what's really going on, it only matters what people believe, which is kind of a consistent thread when you talk about anybody in the ClimateGate scandal. Apparently, he has been arrested in Germany. Now, for those of you who aren't really up to date on Paul Watson, he's the guy who helped co-found Greenpeace, and he came to split with them because Greenpeace does all these symbolic actions where they basically go out and they do publicity stunts to attract attention to an issue they think needs to be dealt with. And Paul Watson favored a more direct action, and he became very, very famous for his campaign against the Japanese whaling fleet in Antarctica. That was kind of a gray area. There are international treaties regarding the killing of whales, which are an intelligent life form. Sometimes his methods, it was really right up against the edge there. But with the Japanese government no longer subsidizing the whaling fleet because of the aftermath of Fukushima, Paul Watson is out there looking for new causes. And he's out there basically harassing the bluefin tuna fishermen and, basically wrecking their nets if he thinks they're in unofficial waters or past the season or something like that. Very gray area. And more recently, he's been going into this, I think it's called Whale Wars Viking Shores or something like that, where they're going in and hassling people who are killing and harvesting dolphins as a food source. Now, I'm all for nature, and I think dolphins are cool and whales are cool, but, you know, humans have to take a priority. And I think Paul Watson has crossed the line a couple of times. Anyway, apparently he was arrested in Germany regarding an incident in Costa Rica in 2002 when he was over there saying that shark finning was something that people ought not to do. And so he may be in a little bit of trouble there. And again, I'm all for nature and everything, but sometimes he was grandstanding rather than actually accomplishing anything useful. Meanwhile, there's a new study out that the Navy's high-powered sonar, which is designed to penetrate the thermocline barrier in order to detect deep-diving submarines who are below that barrier, it's damaging to sea life. Some of these high-powered sonars will hit the water with shock waves that are as powerful as dropping a small explosive charge into the water. And it does damage the sea life. I think it was just about 2 weeks ago they had a story about dolphins were throwing themselves, you know, up rivers and on the shore. And around here in Hawaii, when we've had some dolphin groundings, it usually turns out because the Navy's out there playing with their new toys again here. Now then, we have from time to time been taking the medical establishment to task for basically grabbing any idea that they can turn into a marketing campaign and running with it. Now, the revealed wisdom, the orthodox dogma of the Most Holy Church of the rectal thermometer, is that cholesterol causes heart disease, and that treating raised cholesterol and bringing it down will protect you and make you better. Well, more and more evidence is surfacing that cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. It is simply another one of the symptoms. And simply attacking the cholesterol with drugs doesn't affect the underlying heart disease at all. And worse, and this may be what caused the death of my brother last September, these cholesterol drugs will cause the cholesterol and plaque on the artery wall to break off in chunks, which can lead to stroke and heart attack. But it's a high profit item, so they're going to go with it a little bit longer. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, John.
What do you mean, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel? Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash seed.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff, so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm checking my email, and I'm surprised at how many people are writing in basically in agreement with this idea. We shouldn't be assuming that killer in Mississippi is somebody pretending to be a police officer. Given the virtual invisibility of this perpetrator, to just simply pull people over and kill them and simply appear to vanish, I think we're looking for a police officer who's gone just a little bit around the bend. You know, police hat was just a little too tight on there. We're going to grab a phone call here. Barb in Florida. Aloha, Barb. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thank you. Just wanted to mention that the companion bill to the H.R. 4133, which is the bill, yep, you know, for the mutual security, is S, that's S as in Sam or Senate, 2165, and that's sponsored by Senator Boxer.
And I'm not surprised.
And I'm going to, call my senator, Marco Rubio, here in Florida, to vote against it. And it's in the Foreign Relations Committee right now. It was read twice and referred to the Committee on Foreign Relations. So people should look up Foreign Relations Committee, see if their senator is on it, you know, and call.
I got a better idea. I got a better idea. You know, we've got this bill, you know, the blank check to Israel bill. We've got the other bill. I think Lieberman sponsored that, saying that the only allowable response to Iran's perceived nuclear threat or claimed nuclear threat, hallucinated nuclear threat, is war. And I forget the House resolution number on that one. But, what you know, they can go all the way through Congress, but Barack Obama can veto them, and he should. So what you need to do is you need to, instead of calling all these senators and congressmen, is you start calling or writing the White House and Obama's reelection campaign, and you say, if he does not veto these Israel bills, you will vote for, you'll vote for your dog before you vote for Obama. And just let him know. That, you know, Obama's going to sign these things because he thinks Israel's going to help him to victory in November. We, the people, need to send him a message saying, if you go on supporting Israel like this, you're not going to get our vote. You're going to have to fake that many more votes to try and hang on to your job, and you fake too many of them, it becomes really, really obvious.
Yes. I was at a town hall meeting last night with Congressman Deutsch from Florida, and the second sentence out of his mouth was how we have to protect Israel's borders. So when it got, came my turn to ask a question, which he did take questions, I said, I'm not concerned about borders in the Middle East. And by the way, it was held in a temple. I think I was the only Christian there. But anyway, I said, yeah, I'm more concerned, I said, about our southern border. And are you going to hold Eric Holder, our attorney general, accountable on this Fast and Furious event? Well, I got, you know, I didn't get a very good answer. It was like we're waiting for the information, you know.
Anybody who comes up to me and says that we have an obligation to protect Israel's borders, my answer is, okay, has Israel actually drawn them yet on a map so that we know what we're protecting? That usually shuts them up.
But you know what? A good idea also is if you at least call your own senator today on this issue, tell him this is the actual day that they invaded and took the Palestinian land. So this would be very, this is an event, you know, and it's a good time to
definitely
tell them.
Make as much noise and say, you know, everybody in America, I'm sorry to cut you off, everybody in America needs to right now start sending a message to all of your elected officials that you are not deciding your vote on the basis of gay marriage or illegal immigration or abortion or women's rights or any of this other stuff. You will decide this election based on who is and who is not a slave to Israel. And as far as you're concerned, in a people that is struggling for their own freedom against the domination of a foreign government, there is no more important issue.
Thanks so much. Thanks for your program.
All right. Thank you very much, and thank you for the phone call. All righty. So we're talking about the medical establishment. We're talking about the fact that the medical establishment will very often cure things that aren't even really a problem to begin with, but it's they can convince you it's an issue on TV commercials and, oh, I got to buy this stuff. And it's all alarmingly a large percentage of it is now being proven to be snake oil. Statins came under fire. Again, they were talking about actually putting them in the tap water. And it turns out now they've been linked with memory loss, type 2 diabetes, liver damage. They were going to put it in the tap water. Just amazing stuff. I don't want anything coming out of that faucet other than a molecule of oxygen teamed up with two of hydrogen. Call me picky that way here. Now, as you know, the development of pharmaceuticals is a very long and complicated and highly expensive process. 9 times out of 10, whatever they're developing gets approved, very often with fraudulent lab studies, and they put it on out there, and they sell it, and they make a lot of money, and then, of course, the lawyers come along and say, have you been harmed by taking the new darn it all? Call us. There's a class action lawsuit. You may be entitled to compensation. And the cycle repeats over and over again. But every once in a while, the FDA will actually do its job and say, we can't approve this for sale to the market. It's killed every test subject we gave it to. So what do they do with these failed medications? What are they going to throw them in the trash? You'd think that that's what they do. Well, this doesn't work. You know, let's throw it away. It reminds me of an old Gay and Wilson cartoon where there's this big pharmacy. And there's this blob of jelly on the ground, and the pharmacist is looking at the bottle and saying, whoa, we really did mess up your prescription, didn't we, Mr. Witherspoon? You know, and it's all a big deal. But it turns out there is now a new federal government program. to take these failed drugs that failed to pass FDA approval for whatever and just see if they can't be found to have some other purpose they could sell them for. Now, this doesn't work. It causes people's hair to fall out. I know, it's the new baldness drug. We'll take a side effect and claim that's what it was designed for. They're going to take $20 million a year from the taxpayer and basically spend it to invent phony new medical uses for the failed drug compounds that never did what they were supposed to do in the first place. Maximizes their profitability. So, somebody made a really big stink about this anti-Semitic comic, supposedly anti-Semitic, and his act was canceled in Montreal. His name is, I'm going to probably mispronounce this, Diodon Mabala Mabala in Montreal. And he had a show scheduled to go. He's French. And it was canceled after Jewish groups protested his reputation for anti-Semitic statements. And we seem to see a lot of this. And yet, nobody seems to complain when Jeff Dunham has Ahmed the Dead Terrorist putting out some cultural stereotypes that may not be fair to Arabs and to Muslims, or anything Sacha Baron Cohen does, you know, whether it's Borat or the last one, I can't even remember the name of that one, and this current one, The Dictator. Nobody complains about the unfair cultural stereotypes being promoted by these movies and these entertainers, and don't get me wrong, I think Ahmed is funny as all heck. By the way, have you seen all the so-called news stories about the dictator? And yesterday it was all about how, you know, is he in fact unfairly portraying Arab Muslims in a poor light? And that one didn't get any traction. So today they're back with another one saying, you know, really, this revives an old tendency for Hollywood to cast white people in non-white roles. Is that really good? Has nothing to do with casting or unfair stereotypes. It's a publicity campaign to get people to go see the dictator to see what all the fuss is about. Because like all of his other movies, it is shallow, one-sided, pointless humor. It's a lame movie. I'm not going to see it. I've never seen any of his movies. I loved what he did in Madagascar as the voice of the Lemur King. But I don't want to see any of his movies because I find them offensive. And I'm not even the racial group being targeted. So they're trying to trick people into go to see his movie by saying, oh, it's controversial. He has a white person in a non-white role. Well, you know, there was a movie called The Party. That starred Peter Sellers, who played a gentleman from India. And nobody complained about the fact you should have put an Indian in that role because it was a Peter Sellers movie. These are made-up stories to sell you a product or a service or a movie or whatever. Half of all news on the corporate network is product placement. Oh, the new iPad, will it live up to expectations? It's a commercial for iPad, and you're not supposed to realize it. Alrighty, we got a caller on the line, Bill in Texas. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Well, thank you. Just a couple of quick things. There was a case in Chicago a while back. I don't remember how many years where an older woman was getting raped, and her roommate, you know, she had called the police, and after like I don't know an hour or so, she was wondering what was going on and went down there, and then she got raped because the police had never shown up. So it goes to court about, you know, you guys didn't do anything. And the court basically ruled that the police job is not, A, to protect you. It is not to prevent crime. The job of the police is to go after the perpetrator after the crime has been committed. That's what the courts have ruled in the United States.
Yeah, I remember that case. And actually, it was three women. There were four women sharing this. Four women sharing this this condo, and these three women upstairs heard somebody break in and start raping the girl downstairs. They called the cops. Finally, the noise abated downstairs, and they walked down to see if their friend was okay. Turned out the rapist was still there, tied them all up, had a really good time. And you're absolutely right. They took the police to court saying, you were not there to take care of us, and the court said, actually, the cops don't really have an obligation to put themselves in harm's way to take care of you, which is why more and more people are buying guns to defend themselves from crime. And, you know, it's a huge statistic. I mean, millions of crimes are thwarted buy lawfully owned firearms in this country, but the media is never going to talk about that. It's always guns are bad. Guns are bad. We got to get rid of the guns. Guns are bad. You know, anti-gun is pro-crime. The reality is that the cops never thwart a crime in progress. They'll show up after it's all over, you know, with their nice shiny uniform and badge and buttons. They'll promise justice or retribution. And I understand the statistic is something like only one in 33 cases will anything ever actually happen to the person who committed the crime. It's open season on the American public. And we really should allow people to just be openly armed, because every time there's concealed carry, the crime goes away. But the government is afraid of an armed population because of how close they've pushed us to a violent revolution. And they're trying to figure out some way to trick us out of our guns or out of our ammunition. And we hear these ludicrous suggestions like, well, yes, you have a right to have a gun by the Second Amendment, but we can ban the bullets.
That what you talked about guns preventing crimes, I've seen somebody in here in this part of Texas does pay for a billboard, and I've seen them in different places at different times, about 2.4 million crimes prevented a year by people
who own weapons. I think that's about right.
Weapons.
I think that's right. Yeah, I think that's right. I did it when I lived in North Hollywood. We had somebody break into our home just before Christmas, and I caught them helping themselves to the packages under the tree. And I want to tell you, that little laser dot on their forehead is going to get their attention and let them know that somebody someplace is thinking about them. And, the guy basically ran, which was fine. I didn't want to have to pull the trigger on him. And I called the cops, and I said, we had a break, and they said, where's it? Well, I chased him off, you know, with a firearm. And they said, oh, okay, fine. And they never even showed up to take the report. They don't want those statistics. They don't want statistics where the police, the public is able to take care of themselves and not have to wait there for the police to show up. And, you know, that's why my attitude is gun control is this theory that a woman lying raped and strangled with her own pantyhose in an alley is somehow preferable to that same woman explaining to the police how her attacker got shot.
Yeah, I mean, it's craziness with police. But on global warming, they've been making a lot of big deal about Texas being in this big drought. And just being raised on farms in the South, everybody knew that there was a seven-year wet and dry cycle that followed the sunspots. Mm-hmm. And I've read references to this going as far back as the Civil War in books. So, and, but yet, they never talk about, well, this is the, you know, this is the drought season. We have these every 14, 15 years. But they never mention that part when they're talking about, oh, there's a big drought.
Well, I mean, there's all these cycles in nature. I mean, from the 7-year drought cycle, 11-year solar cycle. And we don't even know if there are longer cycles than that, because we've only been able to accurately measure solar output for like the last 100 years. We know there's a 100,000-year cycle as the Earth's orbital shape changes from circular to elongated, and the elongated orbits coincide with the ice ages. We know that the entire solar system is bobbing up and down through the galactic plane that seems to coincide with the great mass extinctions seen in the fossil record. There's all these cycles going on, but the entire carbon Nazi global warming cult is out there saying that anything bad that happens to planet Earth has to be the fault of all you icky-poo humans. Would you please get out of the way? And it's absolute nonsense. And we're looking, basically, this last winter saw the greatest extent of Arctic ice since they started taking measurements. And so this whole idea of an ice-free Arctic, none of the prognostications of the carbon Nazis ever came true. 10 years ago, The Guardian was saying snow is a thing of the past. Al Gore said the same thing in 2009. We had a record winter again this last year. It looks like we're actually going into a new little ice age. And, you know, this entire infrastructure of, you know, global warming fundraising and support. And now we're starting to see governments being voted out of power for having proposed a carbon tax that most people now understand. It was just a money grab. It was a money and power grab on a completely made up fictitious enemy. Oh, we don't have the Soviet Union to worry about anymore. Let's scare them with carbon dioxide. Get them to give us money in obedience for that one. It's just another lie used to rule the people.
Out where I live in the country, we've had a lot more break-ins lately, and we've had 7 break-ins over the last 5 years or so. So I had 3, and nothing much was happening, so I went, you know, and talked to the main sheriff out there, you know, the head sheriff in our district, and said, what's going on? They couldn't even find records of 3 of my robberies. So the last robbery, I figured out, you know, what happened. I figured out who it was, got evidence, gave it to the police. They didn't do anything. So and they wouldn't even call me back. So I just got, I had it. You know, I was up to here. And of course, I'm not just going to go start shooting. What I did is I put up big signs, thieves live at this address. Went all around the neighborhood, put all these signs up, and they moved out.
Well, that's one way to do it. I remember when we were living up in Washington State in the Cascades, and because of my experiences with my first wife, who was an Olympic-class substance abuser, I spotted drug-smuggling flights coming into this little tiny uncontrolled airfield up toward Snoqualmie Pass. And I documented it, including the car that met them and its license plate, and I sent it to the local police department. They weren't interested. Not interested at all. They're too busy out writing traffic tickets at $100 a pop to speeders. All right, we're going to take a break. Thank you
for the
phone call.
Good work.
We'll be back. Thank you. I will. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting some word now. Apparently there are bank runs in Greece, or have been bank runs. Obviously, it's nighttime over there right now. But apparently it's been bad over there, and all the plunge protection team horses and all the plunge protection team's men could not get that Dow into the green again. Looks like it's going to close about 70 down. And the reality is, again, everybody is scrambling for that 11th marble, and it does not exist. Now, I've been watching the corporate media during the show here, and I just saw the fourth repeat of this story about the Facebook initial public offering. And it's not just a reporting that it's going to be available or even just the price. You know, they're running this obviously canned piece about should you buy, shouldn't you? They're trying to whip up controversy. It's a sales pitch. It's like the same thing they did with Sacha Cohen's film The Dictator. They're trying to create a controversy to build public interest. Folks, this could turn out to be the biggest bump and dump in stock market history, because they're trying to basically build buzz for the IPO, so everybody's going to want to run out and buy the stock. And there's no real clear picture of just how it is that Facebook plans to pay all of these dividends back and returns on this IPO. They may be just grabbing their money and heading, well, one of them's already renounced his citizenship. I would be very, very careful about this, because this isn't just being reported on the corporate media, it's being advertised. And it could be a huge bump and dump where everybody's already got their buys in. They're going to buy it in. The suckers are going to come in and drive the stock price way up. And then the insiders will sell out and the whole thing will come crashing. It's being pre-bubbled. I would be very, very careful about this one. Because when the corporate media is pushing as hard as they are, it reads like a fast burn to me. It really does. And for those of you who don't know what that means, when you're in the movie industry and you've made a movie that you know isn't going to be really very good, and once public word of mouth gets out, you're done, is you try and make a big deal out of it to get as many people into the theaters that opening weekend as possible to make the most money that you can. Because by the second weekend and word of mouth is out there, you know, it falls off almost immediately. They're pushing this Facebook IPO a little too hard, and I'm beginning to smell a paid public relations campaign to run up the price of the initial public offering. And there may not be underlying value. Be very careful. Don't buy in unless you've got a financial expert who doesn't own stock in that sector saying, yeah, you need to know that the earnings are going to be there. And it doesn't look like it. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the mobile ad revenues are not sufficient to justify an $89 billion IPO. The penetration of the Chinese market is not going to go as smoothly as they're advertising. I don't know. It just feels funny. It feels funny. And again, I'm not a financial expert. You can tell that by looking at my bank account. I don't own any stocks. But it feels like it's being pre-bubbled, and I would want to be very, very careful. Let's see. One more story here. Apparently, the Catholic Church is bringing back indulgences. Yes, if you have enough money, you can get past your sins and get into heaven anyway. It's kind of like the U.S. government. Make laws, then sell permission to break them to the rich people. It's always worked for them. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Support Ron Paul, support Occupy, support your alternative media. We need your help, and aloha, America.